Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. What show knocked Cobra Kai out of the top spot? Joe Myers.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, Joe.
It's a show called Bridgerton, which is a British period romance.
Boring.
Now, wait a minute.
No one thinks of British porn at all.
Well, here's the thing. It's done in a very jazzy, modern style, including sex scenes and nudity.
You're bringing
and
me
it's,
back.
It's the first Netflix show produced by Shonda Rhimes, you know, the ABC powerhouse.
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, and Scandal. And so it's done up very lavishly. She has decided to do it in a mixed racial way that's really interesting. I mean, it kind of goes against the period that it's set in, but it gives it a modern feel, almost like what they did with Hamilton, you know? And they hired Julie Andrews to do the narration, which is done sort of in a Gossip Girl style. She really has fun reading sort of the narration that tells you what's going on with this family and the romance and the sexual escapades. It's a lot of fun.
The Sound of Music lady's narrating?
Yes, that's Julie Andrews.
The Sound of Music lady is narrating. So it's a really interesting package.
She's still alive?
And it gets Shonda Rhimes' deal at Netflix off to a big start. I mean, she jumped right to number one, you know, in the first week that it was released.
Man, I don't know.
I'm going to take season one, episode one. I'm going to click in 26 minutes and 33 seconds right now.
Okay.
And let's see if I have to hit the dump button or not.
All right.
All right. Let's listen.
You might move a few extra chairs into the drawing room, too. Well, I do wonder which gentleman will be the very first to call. I have so much to ask of them all. Well, let's...
I'm good.
Boring.
Now, that's not fair.
First of all, they're talking in English.
That makes it better.
AJ doesn't speak in English.
Yeah.
He speaks in flubble.
Yeah, how do you talk in English?
No, all I can say is there's a reason this show has caught on like wildfire, you know, and I'm sure it's already being renewed for multiple seasons because it's based on a series of books by Julia Quinn, you know, and so they can do this for many, many, many years to come.
Part of it, though, is Netflix forces you to, when you click on them,
yes,
watch 5 or 10 seconds or whatever until you can search something or scroll
down. I need that.
I look away.
I need that.
I look away.
Because there's so many possibilities. I need Netflix to help me make a decision.
I look away. I'm like, I'm not going to watch. I know what you're doing.
No, that's like walking into a store and they stick a Swedish meatball in your mouth.
They basically do.
I'm here to go shopping.
That's why I
don't want
to
eat your friggin' food. Like, I don't even like this.
But I don't have time for a 2-hour shopping experience.
That's
like, I need to get in.
Right.
I want to choose. I want to watch the movie.
Ashley is right.
That's why I go to IKEA.
And they do have these algorithms that theoretically know what you've watched and what you might want to watch.
Oh.
And I have found that 9 times out of 10, when they suggest something like that based on what I've watched, that I do enjoy it. Now, I must say, this show was not in that algorithm, but I saw so many promotions for it, and I heard people online. In fact, Julia Quinn, I kind of know from Facebook. And so I gave it a shot, and it's very entertaining.
It's in my whatever universe because I watched The Crown with Jennifer.
Oh, so
anything
with a British accent
comes up.
Monty Python works.
Yeah. Right.
I watched Monty.
But also
Hill.
Goodfellas will come up.
In British?
No.
That'd be interesting.
I think because I watched The Irishman.
Forget about it.
You say I'm a clown?
What's great,
I
know,
amuse you.
Speaking of that, Goodfellas is back up on Netflix. In fact, I plan to watch it again this weekend, but I just noticed they have it back on, so I'm very excited about that.
All right, I'm going to now click on, let's see where we are here. We're 41 minutes into season 1, episode 1.
But your family, are you to return to your bachelor lodgings across the square? Or will you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Battle of lodgings? What the hell is that?
Across the square.
Where's the sex scenes with the town crier? Ooh, yay, ooh, yay, I'm about to have sex.
This looks like a middle-aged woman with her boobs getting pressed out of her
dress.
That's
what they do. They push the bottom so the top spill over.
That was
the style of the day.
But trust me, it's a sexy show. It really is.
All right, here's 49 minutes in.
Sound like Joe.
She's out in the garden.
Oh, thank you.
She just threw something on the ground. She looks upset.
She's using a hoe? Oh, she has one.
Whatever are you doing?
Good heavens.
Nigel, not now.
Nigel.
Boring. Nigel. The guy's name is Nigel. Who's next?
Jesus.
Who's next? Elton?
I got to tell you, if I'm ever at a party and I say, hey, so what's your name? Nigel.
I say.
I'll be right back.
Where's
have
Bernard?
A good day.
Where's Bernard? I need Bernard and Nigel.
We have nothing in common.
Nigel. Good day.
Besides, we're breathing oxygen.
Yep, that's about
it. Nigel.
And we drive on the different side of the road.
Yeah. Yep. Nigel.
Yep. In the garden.
Yeah, this one's going to be a tough sell, Joe.
Yeah. But thank you.
Okay,
appreciate
it. Well,
that.
You know, look, I'm just telling you what I think, and you can take it and run with it. You
That's
know?
Why they call it a critic. Say. Yes, exactly right.
All right, let's try 53 minutes in now.
All okay. Right, here we go. Same people.
If this is to work, you must appear madly in love.
He said, I want to twerk.
This is an absurd plan.
But I find it quite brilliant. Why did you not wish to marry me? And I do not wish to marry you. Whatever should you have to lose?
Oh, the music.
Stop talking over the love scene.
No, I have a
feeling. How are you talking about love scene?
No, this is not a love scene.
No,
I
trust
feel like
me.
These two are trying to get Nigel upset. Like, so they're going to get together to make their...
upset Nigel.
The other Nigel and whoever he's interested in jealous, right?
Like a swap.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, did you guys like Downton Abbey?
5 seconds, and I figured this whole episode out.
Yeah, but you're
I
good at that.
I saved myself an hour.
I never saw Downton Abbey.
An hour.
You're good at that, though.
An hour.
Because
I saved an hour of my life. An hour.
It's in the vein of Downton Abbey. You know, it's sort of a modern take on a period piece, and I think folks who liked Downton Abbey will like this, too.
Yeah, I'm good.
That was very popular. I never thought, though.
Not the period pieces. Thank you.
This is Rupert and Penny trying to bring down Nigel.
Where's Bob and Alice?
An hour.
The pressure was on.
What is this?
Oh, Night Stalker.
By the public.
See, this is
by
what
the church.
This is what Netflix does. You can't just have it on.
They change accents.
We're gonna tell you what to watch.
I need that.
You mindless people.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to, you know, because I can't watch the news now.
No, you can't.
I can't. I don't want to watch. I don't want to watch live television. No, I just want to watch mindless stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Without people named Nigel.
No Nigels.
All right, so we're going to get a recommendation what to watch over the weekend from Joe.
Nice.
And then, Joe, you're going to help us here.
Yes. Okay.
The boss gave Ashley a New Year's resolution to watch all of the top box office and best movie Oscar winners from the 1990s. And we're going to have you pick the movie she's watching this weekend.
Okay.
All right, Joe Myers, we're linked up to all his stuff on the radio station website is on. And he along with you guys... going to help Ashley pick a movie for this weekend from the 90s. Has to be big box office or Academy Award winner.
Right.
Yep. I have both lists on here on my computer, and there, if you want to go by what's called a chick flick, there are two of them that were among the top 20 grossers of the 1990s.
Right.
At number 12 is Ghost, which made $500 million.
Wait, that didn't come up on our list.
No. Yeah, so it has to be the highest grossing movie of that particular year.
Highest grossing, right.
I'll watch Ghost again.
Nah.
The highest grossing movie of the 90s total is Titanic, which made $1.8 billion, and I think everyone seems to like that.
Saw that.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, so many times.
You know, and at number 19 is Pretty Woman, which made $463 million.
Saw that also.
That's a great movie.
Three for three.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I never saw Pretty Woman because I thought it'd be stupid. Jennifer made me. Well, you know. Asked me to watch
it's
it
a fun
with her.
Movie.
And it is a fun movie.
It is. Mm. And Jason Alexander gets punched out at the end.
Oh,
great.
That's so satisfying.
And at number seven
get to punch
is
George.
Sixth Sense, which is The Sixth Sense is number seven at top grossing 90s films, and that's probably one of the best horror/ghost stories
ever made. We don't do those, Joe. We don't do scary movies.
Okay, so we do scary movies. Gotcha. Okay.
I see weird bangs. I see no future career. I see big teeth.
Really? All the time?
No. I see Bruce Willis shaving now. I see Bruce Willis shaving his head. I see a Die Hard commercial.
That is a good movie, too.
Yeah.
That's a good movie. And, you know, number three is Jurassic Park, which is everybody seems to like. Number four is Independence Day.
You know, if you
number
think about
five
Jurassic
is The Lion
Park,
King.
That was pretty brutal for a kid's movie.
It really was.
It really was.
It was marketed as a kid's movie?
Yeah, it's called The Biden Candidacy.
Well, family, it was all ages. But people did complain about the PG-13 rating when it came out. Some people thought it was too violent.
The Education of Ashley. That's our project this year.
Wasn't that a movie?
That'll take you a long time.
We're just trying to get her to watch movies that don't have cartoon characters.
Right, no musicals.
Right, no songs.
No song cues.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox.
No cartoon ducks.
Joe Myers, movie guy, TV guy on the show. We're linked up to his stuff at Joe's View at WPLR.com and 95.9TheFox.com. One of my favorite Instagram sites. If you read the write-ups he gives, they're just beautiful tributes to the movies.
Nice.
He's not one of these guys who wanted to be a director and never made it, and now he's pissed, and he rips apart every movie. He truly loves movies. Now, we're trying to figure out what Ashley should watch in from the 90s. Keith had a suggestion, just the biggest box office from each year of the 1990s or best picture winner of that year.
If I was going to do it, I would go with the best picture winners because it's a really strong, diverse slate. Let's hit 1990, Dances with Wolves, 91, The Silence of the Lambs, 92, Unforgiven, 93, Schindler's List, 94, Forrest Gump, 95, Braveheart, 96, English Patient, 97, Titanic, 98, Shakespeare in Love, and 99, American Beauty. That's a pretty good bunch of movies. And, like, if Ashley wanted to go out of her comfort zone.
She just made a face like she smelt a bad sock.
She shook her head the whole time.
Like, she was checking her underwear. Like, can I wear these one more day?
She had the bad shrimp look. Yes.
Like, a shirt.
No, definitely not.
No, not ready.
Doesn't smell like Bounty.
Ashley, I think this will speak to the side of your brain that's not a cartoon.
Well, the cobweb is
what side is that?
Your intellectual side.
Right.
If I was going to pick one for Ashley, I think it would be Shakespeare in Love because it has historical relevance. It's a romantic film. It's very entertaining. You know, there's a lot of humor in it.
Is that the one with Leo?
It's a good movie.
Nope.
No, it's the one with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Isn't Leonardo DiCaprio in a Shakespeare movie?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
He's in Romeo and Juliet. He starred in Romeo and Juliet.
I would pick Fast.
Oh, that was it.
I would pick Fast and Furious for her.
Andre and Derby.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm going to pick one of the biggest and best, man. Terminator 2. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Aren't they all the same, though, Andre? Like,
no.
It's just
Terminator
Arnold
2 is totally different than Terminator 1.
Totally different.
Terminator 1 was great, you know, and it is what it is in the solidified Arnold. Yep. But T2 brought it to a new level with all the special effects. And it's not the same because instead of being, you know, Arnold hunting him down, he's actually protecting him.
Well, don't tell her the whole thing, man.
Yes.
No, I think...
I was about to just say something that would have ruined it.
Yeah.
I saw part of one. I know it has to do with a kid that, like, there's time travel involved.
That's two. That's Terminator 2.
Well, time travel is all every single one. Yeah.
Here's what's scary about that.
Terminator
Who
2.
Knew an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie would predict the future?
Right.
Because Skynet is almost assembled.
Oh, yeah, it is.
There's four or five companies that have to come together, and we got Skynet.
Right. We call them Twitter and Facebook.
Right. And they will track down the rebels and kill them in caves.
Right, right. They went to Parlor, yes.
Right.
And it has a good female
rebel
action
Alliance,
lead, too.
Parlor, yes.
Linda Hamilton.
Hiding.
Is great.
Oh, she's great.
She's so much better in this movie than the first one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's the one that Arnold got all his lines from, Hasta la vista, baby. That's all from that one.
Yes.
He's more animated robot.
It's a good movie.
I'll be back from the first
that.
One, though, right?
Yeah. At the police station.
Yes.
Right. Right.
Yeah. For Sarah Connell, told she's here, may I see her, please?
That's right.
Yeah, she's filling paperwork. I'll be back.
Yeah.
And he comes back with a car and crashes through and starts shooting the place up.
Right.
Yep. It's like a 7-minute action
sequence.
Oh,
my God.
You're close. Get into me now.
And the police didn't like that scene in the movie.
Nope.
And the very next movie, he had to promise the boy at the beginning that he wouldn't kill anyone.
And in the second one, yeah. He got his clothes out killing anybody. He ran, went to that biker bar, and the guy put his cigar out on his chest and everything. He flips over the guy, and the guy ends up landing on the stove inside.
That was...
Give me your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
Right.
How is it that everybody...
Hold on, son. I can't let you take man's motorcycle. He takes the shotgun away from him.
That scene when Arnold gets on the bike.
Yeah.
That's just so bad.
Oh, he takes the sunglasses off him and he slowly puts them on his face.
Yeah. Right. And he flips the shotgun around and like puts it down behind him on the bike and rides off.
Badass. Yeah.
Poet.
Yeah. That's the movie to see.
Yes, it is.
For sure.
Yep. There you go. Then it's settled.
All right. All right. Andre out.
There's Andre's suggestion.
Yes, I like it.
And we're taking texts and messages in the Twitter.
None of this foo-foo stuff.
The
Come
Twitch
on.
Room.
Yeah.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Movies from the 90s, something that Ashley should watch this weekend. So Terminator 2, good one. Joe is saying Shakespeare in Love.
Yep.
Anything else, Joe, that you'd recommend for her?
Well, you know, the top grossing picture of 1996 was Die Hard with a Vengeance. And I think the Die Hard series is one of the best action series.
Yes!
I would definitely push for that.
Can I tell you, you know what the fun thing about that would be is if Ashley watched it, her and AJ would have something in common.
Yes, we would. For once.
One thing.
For once. Finally.
Besides their annoyance with Phil when he's fact-checking,
they have something
outside of the show that they can...
Right. We'll trade lines off in the movie, all the little wooden lines Bruce Willis had and everything
AJ, if I watch Die Hard, you have to watch The Lion King. He was singing The Lion King on Friday and didn't know the lyrics. He's never seen The Lion King.
The show's unnormal and I had a life.
AJ, everybody and their brother has seen Lion King.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have.
True. You know what, AJ? You would like that movie.
Yeah.
Because it's goofy.
Yeah.
You know, there are parts of it.
Nathan Lane's
way
in it.
Better than you being forced to watch a drama. Trust me.
If I'm being forced to watch something, I'll watch Lion King.
Yeah.
It's a cartoon.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
All right. We'll take a couple more calls and then we'll decide what Ashley's going to watch over the weekend. She has to watch it because we're going to quiz her on it on Monday.
We're
going to put a shock collar on her wrist.
Oh, good.